Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought it was sleep paralysis until the same faceless shadow started following her from house to house, whispering her name in the dark.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there! If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So you could call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802, write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And hello, Harper. How are you, my friend?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Great. So as we record this, we are just a couple days away from Halloween. What are your plans?
So far, nothing, to be honest.
Nah, you had the outfit.
I do have the outfit. But honestly, I think, well, me and my friend Owen were planning on maybe going trick-or-treating.
Free candy.
Right?
I would do it if I could get away with it.
I don't know. I'll have to follow up with him. But honestly, if I don't go trick-or-treating, I'm honestly probably just going to stay in, hand out candy, and watch horror movies all night.
So did you guys, in the past, your dad has, he loves Halloween. And he has decorated, like, extensively.
My dad loving Halloween is an understatement. Yeah. My dad really loves Halloween.
He loves the decoration. So did you guys do much decorating this year?
Honestly, no, to be honest. I mean, like, we didn't do, like, our graveyard. You know what my dad did do, though? Okay, so we have this animatronic, because of course we do. And it's basically this girl in, like, it's like a little child figure in, like, a dress, and it's, like, and it, like, the figure's, like, all, like, blacked out, like one of those shadow people we always talk about on the show.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Creepy. And you know what he did? He put it in the downstairs bathroom, okay? And he didn't tell me this either. So when I, and like this animatronic has sound effects as well. It talks to you, okay?
Oh my God, that would scare the crap out of me.
It sings a little like weird song, okay? And so when I just wanted to check my makeup before I went to school one day. Because it has nice lighting in that bathroom.
Lighting so really matters.
It really does, okay? And I walk in there, and I am scared out of my skin, okay? Because why? It's, like, right behind the door. Like, you know, like, when little kids try to, like, ominously open the door, like, while hiding behind it to make it seem like the door opened on itself? It was, like, there, okay? And so... And, like, it's motion detected, so I walk in and I am out of my skin, okay? And that, it ruined my day, to be honest, because I was always on edge. Like, is there going to be a weird girl around the corner now?
I was like, once you get to school, am I safe? I think I'm safe. But once you go back home, I'm not safe.
I'm not safe.
Anything could come from anywhere. My dad has all kinds of this stuff.
Honestly, it was all fun. And it was funny, though. But it was also just like, why, Father? And, like, I had to talk with him, and I was like, hey, let's not do that. I mean, you can put it, you can put in the entryway, but hey, maybe let's not put the weird animatronic thing in the bathrooms, okay?
To only scare you. There's one reason that you do that. Although the funny thing is, if I was to ever do that, I would scare myself because I would forget I did it.
And, like, it's also sound detected, too. And so, like, whenever someone's at the door, like, the dogs are barking and the dang thing can hear it. And so this is how many issues I have with this animatronic, okay?
We're donating it to Goodwill.
And Goodwill will have to like it, okay? Because, like, and then I just hear, like, the animatronic screaming from the bathroom. And I know that's a really weird sentence. Don't clip me on that. But it's... but, like, that's what happens. And so it's just, like, I need to unplug the dang thing. Or, like, take out its batteries. I don't even know if it runs on batteries. I don't know what it runs on. I refuse to go back in there. Okay?
Well, and you don't want to because... Don't take out the batteries because then it's going to go off. And then you know damn well it does have batteries. Now what? You know, and is it that little thing that's going to follow you? Like, that would really creep me out if your dad, like, was putting it in different rooms.
He's not, okay? Because he knows I would get mad at him for that. He knows dang well I'd be, like, not okay with that. I'd be like, no, we're not doing that.
No, because it's only going to upset you.
Well, like that, and he knows that I'm only going to weaponize it against him. I'll put it in places he'll never expect it to be.
That's true.
It's like two can play it.
Two can play this game. We got more of this stuff.
Right? I mean, oh my gosh. Last year, we bought, like, this animatronic that's, like, a bartender guy. He's got a mustache. I named him Derek. He's my favorite animatronic that we have. And he's just so chipper. Like, we haven't set him up this year, and I'm so sad about that because he is my favorite animatronic. He is, like, a little, like, fake whiskey glass that he's pouring into. And, like, he has, like, the mustache and, like, the old, like, Dapper Dan haircut. And so...
Oh, my God.
It even has, like, the little, like, thing on it. Like, not the thing. The... Oh, my gosh. Like, the towel thing, like, on his, like, arm when he's, like, pouring it.
Now, is it a ghostly thing or is it just a bartender guy?
It's honestly just a really cool skeleton that talks.
That is really fun.
Yeah, I love our animatronics. We just haven't put them up this year, honestly, probably because we didn't have the time. And yeah. Like, look, it was a hell of a workout to, like, put up all those gravestones, because we would do like a graveyard every year, like out front. But, like, it was just something where it's like, I mean, like,
but it looked awesome.
It did, but it was
maybe
also,
next year you'll be excited for it.
Maybe next year, but it was always just kind of like a pain because, like, we always somehow managed to do it on the hottest day in August. Sometimes August, to be honest.
You guys would usually have it up and ready to go by Labor Day.
Like July, almost.
Yeah, yeah, you guys were ready to go.
Yeah.
And I do nothing. I don't even have one decoration.
You don't even pass out candy?
No, they don't really come to my neighborhood. Dang. Last time I bought candy, nobody showed up. And so I took my dog for a walk. I kind of hung out. Nobody's showing up. So I'm like, well, before it gets much darker, I'm going to go walk my dog. So I go walk my dog. And I took the candy with me. And then if I saw anybody trick-or-treating, I was like, hey, I know I'm doing this kind of weird this year, but here's some candy. So that's how I got rid of my candy. Because I always buy Reese's and it's so good and all I'll do is eat it all.
I have to admit something. I hate Reese's.
Oh my God, you are crazy. That's fine. There's more for me in this world then.
Yeah, stay away all for from you.
Them. Stay away.
We're going to lose listeners. We need to start talking about ghost stories.
Okay. Here, I've got one. I just happen to have a story right here. It says, wow, I grew crazy. Up on my family's land out in Talbot County. I'm not sure what state that is in. It's been in the family forever, since the early 1900s at least. My great-grandparents built the house by hand, raising 13 kids there, and my granddad even built a little barbershop out back. The place had history. My grandma used to say the land was busy. I didn't know what she meant until I was older. Supposedly, it had been native land way back, and there were stories about a hanging tree from the slavery days. Nobody liked to talk about that part much. When my parents split up in the early 90s, me and my mom moved back in with my grandparents for a while. We shared a bedroom. She had the bed, and I slept on this loud air mattress that lost air halfway through the night. Ugh, poor thing. My stepdad was overseas during Desert Storm, and Mom stayed up late watching TV trying to catch news updates. The blue glow from the TV was the only light in the room. One night, I woke up out of nowhere, couldn't move, couldn't talk. The air felt heavy, like the room itself was pressing down on me. First, I thought I was dreaming, but then I heard it, breathing, slow, steady, right next to my ear. I tried to turn my head, but I couldn't even move. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw this thing, a shape darker than dark around it. It was tall, hooded, no face, no hands or feet. Just there, and it moved toward me, not walking, just sort of gliding like smoke. It leaned over me close enough that I could feel the air shift when it breathed. I wanted to scream for my mom, but nothing came out, so I started praying, quiet, just in my head. Then after a few seconds or maybe a minute, it started to fade like fog was being pulled away. When I could move again, I didn't say anything. My grandma always said if you talked about bad things, you'd invite them back, so I figured I'd just keep it to myself. But it didn't stop. Every now and then, I'd wake up and feel that same weight on my chest like someone was sitting on me. Sometimes I'd see it standing near the TV, watching the flickering screen, and every time I'd pray until it was gone. When Mom remarried, we moved to a new house, and I thought I'd left it behind, but I was wrong. It followed me. I saw it again in our new place, then again a few years later in El Paso, when my stepdad got stationed there. Always the same, that hooded shape, that breath that wasn't mine, and me lying there frozen like a statue. Years later, we had a big family get-together back at my grandparents' house. The place was packed, air mattresses everywhere, people arguing over who got which room. When it came time to pick sleeping spots, nobody wanted to stay in the back bedroom. That got everyone talking. Turns out half my family had seen something in that room. My aunts and uncles described exactly what I had seen, a dark hooded figure, no face, just hovering there in the dark, leaning over them. Some said it breathed on them, others said it tried to climb on the bed. They all thought they were dreaming until they compared stories. Hearing them describe it made my skin crawl. I wasn't crazy, but it also meant that whatever it was real, and it wasn't just after me. Later that night, I asked my grandma about it. She stirred her coffee for a long time before saying, "Some things stay where they're buried and some don't. Some learn your name." That was all she said. A few years later, I took a ghost tour in Savannah just for fun. The guide talked about these things he called hags, dark shadow figures that sit on people's chests while they sleep, beating on their fear. He said they just like places with violent or sad histories. As soon as he said it, I got chills. It was exactly what I'd been dealing with my whole life. I still get it sometimes, what doctors call sleep paralysis. I'll wake up frozen, can't move or speak, and then I'll feel that same weight on me. But I don't look anymore. I've learned that if I don't give it my attention, it leaves faster. So I stay still, breathe slowly, and wait for it to pass. For a long time, I tried to forget about it, but eventually I started using those nightmares in my photography. I did a project called Little Slices of Death, a mix of dreams and real moments. One of my photos from that series got picked for a national contest, which still feels wild to me. These days, I go back to the old property sometimes. The barbershop is falling apart now. The house is half empty since my grandparents passed. Every now and then when I stay over, I'll wake up and feel that old heaviness again in the air, but it doesn't scare me the same way anymore. Last winter, I slept in that back room, the one everyone avoids. That was brave. I woke up before dawn and felt the pressure on my chest. I didn't look. I just said quietly, "You don't belong here." A minute later, the air felt lighter again, and I got up, made coffee, and watched the sun come up over the trees. I guess some people would say it's all in my head, and maybe it is. Maybe that land still remembers all the things that happened on it. Either way, I try not to feed it fear anymore. So when people ask me if I believe in ghosts, I tell them this. I don't know what I believe in, but I know what I've seen. That's the end of the story.
Oh.
I love that. I don't know what I believe in, but I know what I've seen. That's interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting way to put that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great ending as well. But I mean, I've heard of hags before too. The things I've heard of it though, where it's like more so like they'll stay away from you if you have like animals around. So I refuse to sleep without my dogs in my bedroom because of that.
I didn't know that. Thank God I have animals in my room all the time.
Right? I know. But actually, that is kind of weird because, I mean, every time I haven't have my, I haven't had my dogs in my room, I've always had nightmares.
Mm. You know, and I wonder, too, because your dogs aren't in there, that it makes you just a little nervous when you go to sleep. So you kind of feed off of that, and that anxiety kind of comes through in dreams, maybe a little bit, too.
Yeah, sure there's a completely rational explanation for it, but I mean, like, it just kind of plays into the lore of the hag idea.
Well, and you know, Kathy and I frequently talk about sleep paralysis. You know, is it just sleep paralysis, or is there a paranormal aspect of it? Because, I mean, and we talked about this on an episode just the other day, Kathy and I did, but I had a sleep paralysis experience in Spain, and it was pretty terrifying.
Oh, you didn't tell me about this when we were chatting.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, it was, I had bad vibes in this Airbnb that we were staying in Toledo, Spain, which is really old. It's 2,500 years old, that city.
Yeah.
And so I had these bad vibes, go to bed, and I'm like, took my Tylenol PM, stayed up really late till I could just fall asleep. And when I shut the lights out, I'm doing that. I'm surrounded in white light sort of thing. Nothing's going to bother me. I'm just going to relax. And then at some point, the weird part was I thought I was awake, but I don't think I was awake. I think I was really asleep. But something walked into the room. And it was like at the doorway, but it was like just this black. And it made me start crying, like really hard. But it wasn't because I was crying because I was sad. I was crying because I was scared.
Oh.
And it took everything in me. That's where it felt like sleep paralysis. Because everything in me, I was trying so hard to just scream, get out. And, like, I did it finally. Like, I screamed, get out. And I looked and it was gone.
Oh.
And.
Oh, that is so weird.
Yeah. And I did not have bad vibes in there after that.
Well, I mean, that's a plus, I guess.
I don't know. So the next day, Kathy and Kate, they're up and they're like, how did you sleep? And I'm like, I don't know. I had this weird thing happen to me last night. I had this very strange dream. So I think it was probably sleep paralysis, but did it have a paranormal angle to it? I don't know. Did any of it happen? Did it really happen? You know, did I, you know, I would think if I screamed, get out, somebody would have heard me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I was really, it was like I was screaming it to that, like with everything I had.
Oh, that is like, so creepy.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, when you think, like Kath and I were talking about, like when you think about what happened in that city, you know, the Spanish Inquisition, and people were brutally murdered.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. And like, but it reminds me of that story, you know, it's like, was it just a dream? Maybe. It was a pretty damn scary one. That's like hers. Was it a dream? Maybe. Was it sleep paralysis? Maybe. Was it paranormal? Maybe.
Maybe.
All of the things apply, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't totally understand sleep paralysis. Because like Kathy said once, she's like, you know, so why wouldn't something happy happen during sleep paralysis? Like, maybe you could have sleep paralysis and you see rainbows and you just can't move to touch the rainbow. Why does it have to be evil? I'm like, good point. I don't know.
I have no clue, but that's a really great question.
Yeah, so I don't know. So let's go to this next caller.
Hi, my name is Amber. I'm from Salt Lake area of Utah. I'm just calling in to share my story. So there's been a lot of things that have happened to me throughout the years from the time that I was itty-bitty. My dad was telling stories, and actually I got a demon attack, but that'll be for another time. This one is when me and my husband first started dating. He came and was staying the night with me, and in my room I had often seen this little girl figure, but it always gave me an ominous, dark feeling. I never really liked it. My brother had that room before me. He seen her. He didn't like it. Well, at the time, my littlest was about five, six, and she was about the same size as this girl apparition. And she, to me, was more of a corner of the eye kind of thing that I would see. Well, my husband came over and we were watching a movie, and we both heard the door open, and you couldn't really see. It was kind of a corner, and then there was the door. Well, my head was on his chest, turned towards the wall, and he goes, "Zoe's up." And I said, "No, I don't think so." And he goes, "You're right. That's not Zoe. That's not Zoe," which is my daughter's name. And he puts his head underneath the covers with me. And I was like, "What the heck is going on?" And he's like, "Don't look, don't look." Well, he wouldn't tell me, wouldn't talk to me right away. Well, later on, he told me that he looked, and it obviously was not my daughter. I had the feeling it wasn't my daughter, so I didn't look. And he said it was a little girl, but it wasn't my daughter, obviously, and that she had some of, like, a distorted face, like you see in the movies, which I've never seen. But before he moved in with me and before he stayed over, he had never had an experience ever. And I chalk it up to our family are sensitive or whatever you'd like to call it. But we have things happen to us all the time. And I'll probably call in and share them again another time. So just wanted to say that I love you guys and keep up the good work. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, I got to go back. I think this is the proximate area that she said this. Let me see.
That'll be for another.
Oh, wait, that's almost it.
Actually, I got a demon attack, but that'll be for another time.
She just was like, "Oh, yeah, I had a demon attack, but that's for another time." Anyway,
I didn't even catch that, like, until you just brought that up.
Because she just kind of said it in such a way, like kind of under her breath. Well, there was a time there was a demon attack, but I'll save that for another day. Anyway, so.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyways, but
the story she told is super creepy, but I have to wonder, is the demon attack story and this little being of whatever it is, that not Zoe, does that have anything to do with it? Like,
maybe not.
You know how
demons write about the demon attack.
Exactly, because you know how demons sometimes they try to act like they're kids, and then you put your guard down. You feel sorry because you think you're seeing a little girl ghost.
Girl, we need to stop recording at night. This is too spooky for me.
You're right. I get it. So let's talk. So anyway, so there's like happiness and clowns and rainbows and a cat on my lap right now.
Hang on, who says clowns are happy? I am not a clown person.
God dang, I'm just digging myself in deeper. Okay, I have a cat on my lap, and I have a dog on the bed behind me, so there's that. That's good.
Those are all happy things.
So think about happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts, y'all.
No,
happy
I find that interesting that, you know, she said they're all sensitive, and I respect that, but that doesn't mean he is.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting that he's able to see something. So he must be sensitive as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Either that or the paranormal activity is off the charts with them. I mean, like, seriously, to mention a demon attack that casually, it's like, "Oh, yeah. And on top of the creepy girl with the distorted face standing in the doorway, we had a demon attack." Oh, wait, but that's for next time.
Just, you know,
it's like, hang on now. We got time.
Right?
What's the story?
Can you please go back to the demon attack?
Like, hey now. We need some more information.
Although, we couldn't handle the demon attack story tonight.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I'm already getting, like, spooked out.
We just got to think happy thoughts about animals and good grades. And
I got to go watch an episode. Got to go watch an episode of Barbie Life in the Dream House now after this.
Or the Golden Girls. That works, too.
Or the Golden Girls or The Office or anything, like, scary
Parks
anything.
Parks and Rec. That would be good.
Oh, well, I love Parks and Rec.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.